Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Candy.
And I'm Sorrel.
You're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off our chest and you get some things off of your chest too. But first of all, you know what we gotta do.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my chick on the side said she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
Well done, well done.
Yeah, I got it right. I was literally like, these are my confessions. Like literally try to spell out the words,
like
spell out
Sesame
the words.
Street.
Yeah. But got there in the end. Mini-so time.
Yes.
We have a note first. Mm. The note title is, he's a good man, Savannah.
Candice, please.
I ain't even read it yet. She said, okay, if you say so. Okay, so the note goes, hi, ladies. Thank you so much for this platform you've created. I don't get to see my girlfriends as often as I would like, just because life is just life. So getting to listen to you guys have meaningful and funny conversations really does make up for it. I feel like I'm surrounded by friends. I echo the cousins from previous episodes. Charlie, don't ever let them stop. This is not a confession, but rather...
It ain't the slave trade. Guys, please let us paint a picture for you. Charlie's a very white woman. Let's not be giving Charlie no free reign. Not even God, you know, Charlie.
Charlie, don't ever let them Charlie. Stop. So she goes, this is not a confession, but rather a response to your request to hear about healthy and happy relationships.
Okay. Yay.
I'm a 27-year-old black woman, love, and my partner, same age, and I have been together for 9 years.
Wow.
We started dating back in South Africa, and now we work and live together in London. He wasn't my, quote, usual type.
Yeah.
But my usual type when we started dating at 18. I was his first girlfriend. He is very introverted and nice. And I was used to loud and obnoxious boys who weren't so nice to me all the time. When I say this man loves me, capital letters.
I love this.
I am the eldest daughter in an African household. Ooh! Brackets, self-explanatory. And my job requires me to be very hard at all times. But I can come home and feel like I can be soft and taken care of. He protects my heart, my mental health, my emotional health, my physical being, my spiritual God. His mind is always on how can I make this easier or more enjoyable for her. His aim every single day for the past 9 years has been to make me laugh, and he continues to succeed. He supports all my creative and entrepreneurial ambitions without hesitation. He holds me accountable for my goals, as I do with him. We've been together through different phases in life, but we have prioritized each other and grown together. When I reflect on the love we share now at 27 compared to at 18 or even 23, this is different, deeper, more whole love than can be hard to explain. Okay, I think that's meant to be a comma there. Hard to explain, but I hope I gave you enough of a gist. He's a good man, Savannah. Thank you for giving me a space to reflect on this. Aw, I love you both. See you at the live show.
Cousin. Aww, no, that was proper sweet.
That was
okay,
beautiful.
I softened up in there.
They, right? That was beautiful. And also, I like that... thank you for giving me space to reflect on this. Because I think sometimes you overhear so much about the like negatives.
We say it all the time. Your algorithm just plugs the negative.
Negative. That you then start hating on your own man.
Yeah, and then you're like, you're looking for problems in your own situation. Yeah. I do want to say though, because I'm trying to get into a habit of this myself. And this isn't to say that the feedback the internet gives Bode is not you know, liked because I'm not showing a fake version of him. I often notice in the comment section, it's very much like, oh yeah, he's a good man, Savannah. And I appreciate that. But you're a fucking good woman. You're a good woman. And I just want to reiterate that because, again, I think sometimes our algorithms are so skewed to show us a negative man that when we see a man doing, hate to say it, much of what he should already be doing, that there's a bit of an overbear of the tambourines.
Clapping.
And the,
yeah.
And yet there are good women up and down every day doing way more than they should.
Yeah.
So I just want to come in and be like, that's cute.
But you're a good
woman.
Savannah.
And you're absolutely over-deserving of all the things that he is doing.
Yeah. Oof,
no. Because sometimes the comments just, both on my page and on other people's pages, like, oh, he's such a, he, and he is. But, and I'm not saying that you need to overdo it as a woman, but he's doing that because I'm a really great
good,
catch.
Yeah. We're good for each other. And we, what you see him do for me, just know it's because equal input
there
is being
put
in. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, that part. True.
So be measured.
Yeah.
Don't take your night off.
Be guided.
That was the note?
That was the note.
Oh!
This is the confession girl.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay, confession title, worst Valentine's gift ever.
Dear.
I wanted to write to you for some time, to be honest, as my marriage ticks all the boxes, except I feel, I feel like I'm unwanted with my husband.
How can that tick all the boxes?
Right. The main box has actually been unticked, but we shall continue to read for context. Sex was on if...
I hate when she stops reading.
Sex was on if I begged long enough kind of thing.
She begging, Abby.
She begging. I planned, scheduled, and made cute Canva calendars for us
Canva.
To get it on.
Canva.
As in you went to the
Canva.
App store. App
and
store
you downloaded.
Was it the pro
and you
version?
Probably played the pro. That's what I was going to say.
Because the regular one ain't giving that much.
Don't be buses. Never tell me that we know Canva this deep. You got to get the one with the crown.
You need the pro. Okay, so you're probably paying a little monthly subscription.
Like $6.99.
.. and nothing. So she's done all these cute little things to invite him to have sex. Nothing. I held all the household and emotional labor.
We're done.
He made money.
Cut the camera.
And while he has been the largest earner now for less than 10 years, as I was pulling the load alone, working my ass to the bone, he holds the community respect. What the fuck does that mean? The community respect? Ain't nobody care about the community.
Like,
they don't live with me.
You're going to have to get some community dick at this point. The book. What the hell is wrong with this woman? What the hell is wrong with this woman? I'm perimenopausal. I got time for this shit.
She's like, I'm going to say what needs to be said. Damn, not the community dick.
Okay.
Oh, God. Next sentence. I love this fucking man with all of my being.
Oh, and the fact she said fucking,
it
annoys her.
Yeah.
That she...
I was happy to hold down the fort while he built his. And yes, the sex was good when it came to it, but it wasn't ever regular. Talking once oh gosh, talking once a month if he can manage. Fast forward to the last 3 years.
12 times a year.
You are quick with that maths. She said Pythagoras theorem where? I will find it. I will carry the two. If Rachel had six apples.
That was the quickest math I've...
Golly.
If Rachel had six apples. Golly.
She getting no fucks.
Damn. Okay. Fast forward to the last 3 years, as I began to pull away from him due to the lack of intimacy, no help in the home and feeling like I was asking for too much from someone who was to be my partner. I love Valentine's. I'm a romantic, lol. But my husband played the he gives gifts all year card all the time. Last year, I switched to celebrating Galentine's and he bought me flowers after seeing me shower my friends with dates, flowers and nice things. Said he felt left out and started to try to lean back into the marriage. Pulling all the weight as usual. Oh, because she's pulling all the weight as usual. For the past few months, he has been sick, like really sick.
He about to die.
Oh, can't tease. Can't tease. Can't tease.
Savannah, you better stop it. And it was the whisper tone as well.
Like, really
someone
sick.
Someone took bristles out his toothbrush. If you know, you know. Not the bristles. Not the toothbrush.
If I send you a picture of a toothbrush with missing bristles, you know it's about to go down, okay? So for the past few months, he's been sick, like really sick. And we did all the things, took him to all the tests. Turns out that the one test he didn't add in as he was married came back positive. So the night before Valentine's Day, he pieces together a story of a positive HIV test.
Candice, we have to record. I got mad.
Candice.
Edit, bro.
Candice.
Leave this in the edit. Are we still recording?
Yeah. Candice.
Bro.
Candice.
Bro.
Candice.
Well, Mary J. Blige episode is number two.
Literally, this has been bumped all... Anyways, let me continue.
What?
I am 4 days post-discovery and we haven't talked about how he got it, but I am testing and waiting on my results.
Oh my God.
What the fuck do I do now? The stigma with this disease has me in a chokehold and I have cried and sobbed every night while dutifully being a night nurse to my husband. I did all the things I was supposed to do, stayed
fuck
faithful.
Fuck him right now! Right now! And we can fuck him because it can't get any worse. Fuck him right now! Night nurse! Night nurse! I want to mess up some shit in here on your behalf and you're telling me that you're being a night nurse to a man that has potentially given you HIV. What the fuck am I hearing?
I don't mean to laugh. You know, the crazy thing is this is such a terrible story.
What am I hearing?
Candice is literally frothing at the mouth if you cannot hear it. She is livid. Rightfully so. I have to continue, okay? I did all the things I was supposed to do. I stayed faithful when my needs were never being met, loved him when he treated me with disdain, and now the ultimate clown, oh God, the ultimate clown act may just be started. I beg, what am I to do now? I
need a tequila.
I am so, so sorry. Keep all of this in, Abby. This is...
So, yeah, because...
I am...
And not that we would ever make it up, but I think our natural reactions are so important and so valid because I actually just got mad lightheaded. Because there are so many things going through my mind. I cannot help but believe that that's why he didn't initiate sex.
Why he wasn't having sex. He was...
And see, that's where you got me fucked up.
Yeah.
Because then you have... You know that's a prison sentence. Do you know... Yeah. That in the UK and in the US, that is a prison sentence. Yeah. To knowingly infect someone with HIV, you are looking at time.
Yeah. Fuck.
And I don't even know what to say to you right now, but the only thing I know I can say to you is this night nurse thing. Girl, God is still gonna let you in if you fuck these vows. Because he sure as hell weren't thinking about his. What? I can't, my brain cannot compute.
In my head, I'm just thinking, what if this were like my auntie? What if this were my mom? What if this were my
sister?
What if this were me? What advice? What do I say in this moment? I am so sorry, first of all, right? I am so, so sorry. You don't deserve this. But... You speak about the stigma, and I know that there is a stigma, but we have come leaps and bounds.
We've come so far.
A long way. And you can live a
longer life than most. And the thing is, this is if you are positive.
If. Now, I think the absolute categoric, there is no question, if you're looking for advice from me, is to stay. You cannot stay with that man. You must leave. You must, like...
And the fact that you knew that last paragraph and you still insisted on saying you fucking love that man. Someone's taken the bristles out the brush.
That is so heartbreaking.
It's, but again,
love
like
isn't
I,
enough.
Like I said, yes, there is a world, and so all avenues must be explored. There is a world where he could have been infected before marrying you. There is that world.
There is.
And he'd never been tested. But like I said, his hesitancy to lie down with you is pointing towards fuckery.
Yeah.
Life-altering fuckery.
And how did he tell you? How was that... All of those context clues are so needed, because at the end of the day, aside from everything else, your health is the most important thing. And if he hasn't put your health first, knowingly...
He hates you.
You have
to run.
I've got to
skip to the end. He hates you.
That is...
And it is absolutely possible for a man to marry a woman and hate them.
Absolutely. I'm
rendered speechless, bruv. I can't think.
I hope you have a support, like you said, your friends around Galentine's, you did. I want your friends to rally around you. I need you to ask them to rally around you, because sometimes we are so used to going through things by ourselves that we will carry the burden alone. This is the moment where your friends are going to help you, and any family members who
Sorrel, I think I'm going to cry. She's never going to get over this, bruv. It doesn't even matter what you say in the moment. And yeah, I agree. Like, this is actually not the moment to let your mind lean into that stigma, and you have to lean into support. Mm. She is never, ever going to get over this. How do you even begin to trust again?
Yeah.
This is the ultimate violation, bro. See?
All you have from me and from us is love, support, all the positive energies, prayers, all of that. You have that coming
in. And let me make something even more clear. Even if you come back negative, you're going to thank Lord Father God, and you're still going to fuck this man off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Regardless of what the outcome is, baby girl. Regardless. No matter how much you quote unquote fucking love him, you have to leave. You have to. Love is not enough. This man, at the baseline, doesn't respect you. At the worst line, hates you.
Hates you.
You have to go. You must leave.
He has the respect of the community?
The fucking community?
This is some Tyler Perry shit.
Girl, I'm so sorry. I don't...
And I would never, ever encourage someone to out someone else's status, but you do not get to risk people's lives and fucking get away with it. You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. Because what's the next story going to be? You gave it to him?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to do that.
You don't get to control the narrative. I was just going to say, just not to end it on that note, it will get better. It will get better. Right now it's going to be tough, but it will get better. So that's what I want to leave you with. It will get better. And you've got this. It's going to be tough, but you've got this.
And I hope sincerely that you are negative and you can just see this as your huge get out of jail free card and run for the fucking hills.
But even if you are positive, it is not the end of the world.
It really isn't. That's so saccharine.
It's not the end of the world. I promise you there
and
is
the only
light
experience
at the end
I have
tunnel.
For that is having personal relationships with multiple positive people who are flourishing and living
flourishing.
Living well. And my God, especially TikTok is awash with positive HIV content. Yeah. Pardon the pun, but you know what I mean. With people who are positive in status, awash with great, not just educational, but informative and loving, and there's a community.
There's a community, exactly.
So
regardless what the outcome is, I promise you, you will be absolutely okay. It's going to be tough, but you've got the support of those who love you. And that's all there's nothing else we can really say.
Yeah.